In the heart of the Gospel of Matthew lies a pivotal passage that resonates with profound significance for every Christian, the exchange between Jesus and Simon Peter at Caesarea Philippi, Matthew 16 verses 13 to 20. This encounter is not merely a historical narrative but a foundational declaration that illuminates the core of Christian identity. As we delve into the depth of Peter's confession, its historical context, and its implications for Catholic and Christian lives, we uncover a timeless truth that continues to shape the faithful. Peter's declaration, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The passage in question marks a turning point in Jesus' ministry, where he directly engages with his disciples to understand their perception of his identity. Jesus asks, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Matthew 16 verse 13. Various responses are offered: prophet, John the Baptist, Elijah, but it is Peter's declaration that stands out: "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," Matthew 16 verse 16. Peter's response encapsulates the central essence of the Christian faith, the acknowledgement of Jesus as the Messiah, the Anointed One, and the Divine Son of God. This profession of faith is a declaration of Jesus' unique role as the Savior, the embodiment of God's redemptive plan for humanity. It distinguishes Christ from mere human figures and establishes the groundwork for the Christian belief in the divinity of Jesus. Understanding Peter's profession, historical context, and journey. To comprehend the depth of Peter's confession, we must look into the historical context and the events leading up to this pivotal moment. Throughout Jesus' ministry, Peter was a prominent disciple who witnessed firsthand the miracles, teachings, and extraordinary acts of Christ. From the miraculous feeding of the multitudes to the calming of the stormy seas, Peter's experiences were a testimony to Jesus' divine authority over nature and life itself. The turning point, however, occurred when Jesus walked on water, an event that underscored his supernatural dominion. It was then that the disciples exclaimed, "Truly you are the Son of God," Matthew 14 verse 33, a foreshadowing of Peter's fuller confession. The accumulation of these experiences, combined with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, nurtured Peter's faith and led him to recognize Jesus' true identity. Implications for the life of every Catholic and Christian. Peter's confession is not merely a theological statement but a transformative truth that should resonate deeply within the hearts of every Catholic and Christian. It calls for an unwavering commitment to Christ as the source of salvation, guidance, and purpose. Just as Peter proclaimed Jesus as the Christ, Christians are called to profess their faith openly, living as witnesses of the gospel message in their daily lives. More so amidst the turmoils of this world, our belief that Jesus is the Christ, and that he is the Son of the living God, must be seen in the way we live and shine like beacons in a world filled with darkness. The profession of faith also calls for humility, as demonstrated by Peter's declaration. He identified Jesus as the Son of the living God, recognizing not only Christ's divine nature but also his intimate relationship with the Father. This humility prompts believers to submit their lives to Christ's lordship and to embrace his teachings with openness and reverence. The connection to the Holy Eucharist and other sacraments. Peter's confession resonates profoundly with the sacramental life of the Church, particularly the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament of the most holy body and blood of Christ. The Eucharist is not merely a symbolic ritual but a mystical encounter with the living Christ, echoing Peter's declaration of Jesus as the Son of the living God. In the Eucharist, Catholics partake in the real presence of Christ, nourishing their souls and deepening their communion with the divine. Moreover, all the sacraments of the Church find their foundation in Peter's confession. Each sacrament is a tangible expression of God's presence and grace in the lives of believers, strengthening their relationship with Christ and the community of believers. Conclusion: embracing the profound profession. In today's Gospel passage from Matthew 16 verses 13 to 20, Peter's confession stands as a timeless declaration of faith that resounds across generations. It encapsulates the heart of Christian identity by acknowledging Jesus as the Christ and the Son of the living God. Peter's journey toward this confession is marked by personal experiences and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, revealing the transformative power of faith. This confession has profound implications for every Catholic and Christian, inspiring them to profess their faith boldly, live with humility, and embrace Christ's teachings. It also resonates with the sacramental life of the Church, particularly the Holy Eucharist, which deepens believers' communion with the living Christ. As we reflect on Peter's profession, let us be reminded of the enduring truth it holds for our lives. Just as Peter's declaration echoed through the ages, so too must our faith resound, shaping our actions, guiding our decisions, and drawing us ever closer to the heart of our Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and reverence, acknowledging the depth of your love and wisdom that guide our lives. Lord Jesus, like Peter at Caesarea Philippi, we too declare with conviction that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the foundation of our faith, the source of our hope, and the way to eternal life. Just as Peter's words echoed through time, may our faith resound in our words and actions, shaping us into true witnesses of your gospel. Grant us the humility to submit to your lordship, recognizing your divine authority over all things. Just as Peter acknowledged your intimate relationship with the Father, help us to deepen our relationship with you through prayer, scripture, and the sacraments. Fill us with the Holy Spirit so that our lives may be a reflection of your grace and truth. Lord, as we partake in the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament of your most holy body and blood, may we experience a boundless communion with you. Nourish our souls and strengthen our faith, so that we may live as your disciples in a world that yearns for your love and redemption. Guide us, dear Lord, in our journey of faith. Just as you led Peter through experiences and revelations, lead us through the ups and downs of life, deepening our understanding of your will and purpose. May the profession of faith that transformed Peter's life continue to shape our lives, drawing us closer to you each day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.